And Freya is at the door, getting ready to bring in the girls from Saturday. So let's bring in Molly and Frankie from the Saturdays. And you can watch on the webcam. And here they come.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Welcome.
Hello. See, now that their Frankie's jacket is very bright. Well, I wasn't wrong.
They're both very colourful, I think, today.
But I did notice that it matches your laces.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I'm colour coordinated. My shoelaces and bits of my shirt match.
Exactly. I did notice that as well.
Thank you.
You
can sit down if
can
you
want. Can we? I feel like we should stand for you.
No, you sit down
if you like.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You lazy cow.
You're looking well.
Thanks very much, Molls. I'm trying. You know, you two look lovely as ever.
You know, sometimes you don't want to say to someone, oh, you've lost loads of weight, because then feels a bit like you're like...
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, because before...
You can.
Yeah, no, you have.
You have.
We've
been saying that.
So you're saying I used to be fat?
Are you going to compliment us on our hair then?
Yeah, in a minute, but apparently you don't say that straight away. You've got to ease that in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you've got lovely hair, Frankie. Your hair looks lovely.
Thanks.
What about Molly's hair?
I can't do both at the same time. Wow, you got lovely hair.
Thank you.
That was smooth.
Thanks very much. I've got all the moves. Moves like Jagger.
I was waiting for that.
You both look very lovely.
Thank you. Thought we'd make an effort for you this early in the morning.
Thank you. It's not that early. The thing is, in a band like you're in, you've got to be up early a lot.
I know, we are up early
Like video shoots and stuff, you must be up at the crack of dawn, aren't you?
Yeah. Normally, we'll be on set like about 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to look sexy, you know.
So it's a lion for you.
And photo shoots. Do they give you early photo shoots?
Yeah.
See, I also find that ridiculous.
Because your face needs to wake up a bit, doesn't it?
Do it in the afternoon.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, but with 5 girls, you have to get up early enough to get ready for the photo shoot.
That's true.
The problem.
And who works out the order then of who goes into makeup first? Because you want to be at the end of that, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. If you're the last, you've got a massive advantage. Yeah. If you're first, bad luck to you.
Also, if you're first, your makeup's been on for hours before you even take
pictures. So do you have to rotate it, the order, or not?
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Hang on a second. Can't you just get more makeup people?
Well,
that would seem like the good idea, but we like to, challenge ourselves. Go!
We all like our one makeup artist, and we're quite fussy, aren't we?
Yeah,
if we have someone else, we're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you all get, if you're doing a photo shoot, do they send you a car each? Because I know when you interview a lot of bands, especially when they're first kind of, they have a few songs out, a bit of success, and then you find out they're still kind of living like unemployed people. And they go, we have one car, pick us all up in the morning and drop us all back. So he's picked up first and he's the last one to get dropped off.
Yeah.
Did you have that in the early days? It'd be like you'd all be in the back.
No, we used to just get the train.
Right.
But now the thing is, we all literally live. We can't live further apart from each other, all 5 of us. Yeah. So they literally can't get us one car.
So. Did you all live together, or did any of you live together at one point?
No,
we didn't.
You didn't do that house thing?
No. I feel like that's kind of part of the reason why we actually get along.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of where a lot of people go wrong.
It would be because Rochelle is very clean, very tidy, and Una's very good at sort of, cooking and all that kind of thing. So it would actually work for me because I'd have someone to do my ironing, someone to cook.
But it wouldn't work for them.
But it would not work for them.
What, they wouldn't live with you?
They'd be like, Molly, do the dishes.
Dishwasher.
Exactly.
So what would you bring to the table then if they're doing the cooking and the tidying?
Oh, well, the banter.
Okay.
Obvious. I mean,
she
standard.
Wishes.
You know.
Is the banter not good?
She tries.
Oh, fine. Come on. I'm always like...
What, shooting people with laser guns?
She's a gangster.
She's one of those people that if she says something funny, she knows she said something. Yeah. Like, she's been thinking of that and waiting for the right moment, and then she's like, yes!
I clap my own jokes sometimes, if they're worth it.
Right.
So, you see, she's funnier when you're laughing at her, not with her.
Right. Sure.
Thanks for that.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. So that's why they won't live in the same house as you.
No.
Frankie, are you currently aware of the new friendship that Molly has acquired with Alad from the show?
Yeah, and I was going to bring this up with you, actually.
Okay.
Because, I feel a little bit left out. Last time we were here, he came into the green room, the live room, sat down, started talking to Molly, and I was literally sat in the middle of them.
Yeah.
May as well have not been there.
Really?
And what? I wasn't aware of this new relationship, so I was a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit like, since when were you two best friends?
Yeah.
Love and then the I air, thought, you know, you can't deny it.
Where is our Jaffa Cake night?
Well, you know, he's never invited us round to his place for Jaffa Cake night.
He's never invited us round to his place, full stop.
Well, there is that.
Has he ever invited you shopping either?
No. Never. No. Never to anything.
Oh, he hates socialising with us.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, he really does. That's not a joke. I mean, Molly, you can ask him about this. If we're having drinks, birthday drinks, something, he will literally go and show his face, and then almost come up to you and go, "I've done an hour."
He'll arrive late and leave early, so a 3 or 4 hour evening he can condense into about an hour and 20 minutes.
He's a bit like Molly.
He's a busy guy, you know.
He's not.
No, he just doesn't like us.
He'd rather do anything with anybody else other than us. He would. That's what he's like.
To be fair, though, I don't like Jaffa Cakes.
Right.
And
so stuff them and then the Jaffa Cake night.
And it's a bit strange to revolve a whole night around one certain kind of food.
Well, but
so I say we have our own night and
we have load
just
of
like
food.
A, yeah, and anything food night.
Yeah, but would you still invite me?
No.
Oh, guys,
but the Jaffa Cakes didn't even make an appearance from what we heard.
Well, they
actually... Oh, so he's been blabbing us, eh?
They actually did, but...
Not in the way that they were intended.
Well, the party was meant to be a Jaffa Cake party. But
does party mean just two of you, or were there more people there?
Look, a party is a fun environment.
Are you two seeing each other? Have you turned him? Is he now turned his back, if you pardon the expression, on the gay fraternity? Yeah. And you two...
We're an item, yeah.
This whole Prince thing is a massive smokescreen for your relationship.
It's a massive cover-up.
With a formerly gay man.
Yeah. What a good smokescreen, though.
Yeah.
No, we're a couple. It's true.
Wow.
Well,
I love him.
Oh, God, please.
It was a great
because he'll be recording this. He'll have that as his text ringtone.
I tell you what, he's doing better with you than most men. He's been out with you. He got you drinking and you don't really drink.
I don't really drink and I had one cocktail.
He's been round to your house for the night.
Been shopping.
Do you know what? It was the perfect date and I knew it was a perfect date from before I even got there. He sent me a text saying, we went to the cinema, and he sent me a text saying... Tell me you're dressed casual. Please dress down because I'm really casual. And I thought, this is ideal.
Oh, my God.
I mean, firstly, he's asking me to dress down, which is perfect. Secondly, great company. Thirdly, Zac Efron. I mean, he wasn't there in the flesh, but he was there on the screen. And Jaffa Cakes.
Thing is, if he was there, you may not have got a look in.
Yeah, but when Alex says he wants you to dress down, right? Don't read the wrong message into that. That's because he doesn't want to be outdone by you. That's what it means. That's what it means. He doesn't want to be outdone.
Well, to be honest with you, Molly hasn't invited me out to do anything recently either. So I'm a little bit offended.
I've got a rep, you know. I've got to keep it up.
Yeah, and you're losing it, babe.
You live miles away then from each other, but
yeah, we haven't got time. Actually, we live the closest, funnily enough.
We do.
Do you live on your own? Do you live with your fella?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So you're probably in a massive mansion out in some some gated county somewhere in the Shires.
No.
You only go to come into London when, you know, on certain days when you can get helicopter landing codes. Because Molly's on the tube. And you're on your helicopter.
Tube slamming it.
But how does that work then when he's on it alone at Sunderland?
Oh, I just live on my own most of the time.
Aww.
So, like, I use the term we live together loosely. Yeah.
Well, we'll come round.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll come round. Exactly. Stuff your Jaffa Cake party. We'll come round with a bucket of KFC.
What's your favourite biscuit?
Favourite biscuit?
Yeah.
Chocolate digestives.
What about yours?
Do you know what? Yeah, any.
Any, okay. You're all in.
You don't get morbidly obese by having one particular favourite type of chocolate.
You like them all.
Yeah, but now do we have to have, like, special healthy ones for when you come round?
No, but I just won't have as many as I normally would.
Okay.
There's no such thing as healthy biscuits anyway.
There is.
I went out for dinner on Saturday and Sunday lunch, and both places I went to had cookies as an option for dessert, and that was it.
Ooh,
I'm like, God.
No.
One of them places had cookies and brownies, and I went, I don't like brownies. Can I actually have cookies? And cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I love cookies. That's it. You're in, see? I love the digestives, chocolate digestives.
There you go.
Got some at home.
Yeah.
And I love cookies.
See?
has to be the milk chocolate ones, not the dark ones.
Yes.
They're not right.
You see, you can keep your weird relationship with Alan. Oh,
so now you're sitting there uncomfortable while we all talk about our night out.
Yes.
Fine, I'll just...
We're going to have so much fun.
And her fella's loaded. He's probably got a 98-bedroom house.
He can afford to buy biscuits every day.
So I can stuff my flat, right? Mm. Yeah. You go to the mansion instead.
A flat. How common. You need to go out and say, get in. You see, if Alan was a footballer, you'd be laughing. He could buy you a flat as a mate. Do you know, Frankie's fella could buy us a house each and not even notice.
Oh, I
fill it with, biscuits.
It's just a biscuit house.
Yes. So is he? So he's away. He's away all week or all the time now.
He comes back when he has days off. So he's back today.
That must be hard.
Yeah, it's not the best, but.
Like, if you're busy, if you're on tour or doing stuff, it'd be like, okay, well, that's fine, because I'm running around like an idiot anyway. Yeah. But kind of when you're sitting at home, you must be a bit like, okay, this boring football thing's getting on my
yeah.
It's really, this is ridiculous.
To be honest, you're not far off.
But also, I mean, not only does he not have many times off, but the chances of his day off and your day off coinciding is going to be, you know, really slim off.
To be fair, though, to give him his due, he is so good at making the effort to come back. Like on tour, he travelled like 5 hours one day just to see me for like a couple of hours and then he left.
Oh, forget
He's
that.
He's good. Aww. I know.
Forget that. I just wave you at Skype.
Oh, come on. We were best friends just a minute ago. You do the journey. No, it's not too bad.
Aww. See, now you're. See, how long have you been going out?
Nearly a year and a half, I think.
See, you're seeing that other side now. Because I've always.
Got past the honeymoon period.
Well, no. What I mean by that, what I mean is. Because I know a few footballers, and I've always said, from the outside, their life looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, it's not a bad job and not a bad life to have.
Yeah.
Because 99.9% of footballers love football.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the money's great and everything and there's all that. But then, there's always a game on Boxing Day. There's always a game on New Year's Day. You know, there's always, you know, like the Euros are coming up. So the football season finishes, then it's straight into the Euros and or the Olympics this year. Then it's probably like a week off, at the most 2 weeks, 10 days, and then they're into training. And it's like,
but surely
that must be a nightmare.
Surely 100 grand a week softens that, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but look, no, 100 grand a week is great, but in this situation, it's like, well, I don't, you know, he's not living in his house.
No,
he's living
true.
Somewhere else. Mm. You know, and it's that would be the thing for me.
I think the people that have kids, I always, they, you know,
that must be really
move around all the time, and then all they end up having to live apart. I think that's, and luckily for me, I'm, you know, it's just me, but I do think, but no one's going to feel sorry for a footballer, let's be honest. So let's move on.
it's a shortish career anyway, so you have to do it, make your money, and then hopefully afford yourself a lovely life in the future.
Yeah,
when you can have, you know, settle down time.
Yeah.
Will you be listening now, do you reckon?
Oh, no, it's in bed. We went out last night.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you have seen him. Oh, he's here.
Yeah,
okay,
he's here now. He did get out to have breakfast with me, though. And then he went back to sleep.
Oh, what a wuss.
It's definitely still a new relationship.
Aww. Yeah. Anyway.
Mind you, I don't know what you're roaring for. You dropped Alan home the other night.
I did.
You gave
him
a lift.
Walked him home.
He's getting on the streets on his own.
I think Alad is getting treated better by Molly than any boyfriend she's ever had.
Yeah. You know what? That's probably true.
Mm. Well, oh my God,
she's putting in all the effort.
I am putting in the legwork, actually.
Just don't fall for him. You'll be there's nothing but disappointment.
Break my heart.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it'll break your heart, but you know, just don't.
Well, do you know what? I offered to give him a lift, and then we were coming down the lift, and as we were coming down, I was thinking, oh, I wish I had like a really fancy car here. We turned up, and there was my old little banger in the car park.
Oh, she's not a banger.
Oh, it was a bit embarrassing, but he said he liked
it. Look at us trying to impress him.
I know, it's unbelievable. He's a gay man!
You know what it is? It's like your relationship is the other way around. You know, you're playing the protective side of things.
Hey, where will he be, Molly, when you run out of Jaffa Cakes? That's all I'm saying.
Have you sent him flowers yet?
Have I sent him flowers? No, but the first time oh my gosh, you're making me realise this. The first time we did meet...
You're the wrong way around.
It was Easter. I got him an Easter egg.
Oh my God.
Oh, did he get you one?
No.
Oh,
let me ask you this. Honestly, all jokes aside, do you find him attractive? Do you think he's an attractive looking
guy?
He's
an attractive man.
Oh my God, this is something really. Well, you two are going to end up getting married.
Maybe
I'm just too keen in life. Maybe this is my problem.
Can imagine that. That'd be really weird. Imagine those two end up getting married. Yeah. You have some kind of weird pattern, right? And then at the wedding, Frankie goes, oh, this is my boyfriend, by the way. And Alan goes, hi.
Imagine Alan would leave you standing at the altar while he was late turning up because he'd been getting ready.
Michelle's like this, Marvin, don't meet Alan.
Thing is, Molly's getting too keen. Maybe Alan will go the other way now. Maybe Alan's going to be like, he'll come in and he'll be like, guys, Molly will not stop ringing me.
Maybe I need to play it cool.
You do.
Play hard to get.
Yeah.
It's a bit late now, babe.
Play hard to get with a gay man.
Well, I need to get some tips, I think. I do often go to Frankie for sort of dating tips.
Oh, really?
She's good. She's very good at the flirting, and I haven't quite got that down. I need some of that in my game.
In my game.
Can you not flirt?
Not the best.
Really?
No,
she's not great.
I get embarrassed if I really fancy somebody.
If she actually likes them.
Yeah, she's not great.
They're not there. Like, she don't want to look at them.
I can't look them in the eye.
See, that's the most disappointing thing ever is the fact that you're staring me in the eye.
There couldn't be stronger eye contact.
I can't look at them in the eye.
I've never had someone look me in the eye so much.
Just in case you were wondering.
Wow.
No, I'm just not great sometimes. If I don't fancy them, I'm fine. But it's if
I can see.
She's not looking.
But I do think it's easier if you don't fancy. Mm. If you don't fancy someone.
No. See, she's not looking at me, but I think that's because there's a computer monitor and a mic stand in the way. That's probably just it.
She might have put that computer there.
Exactly.
So what you're saying is, so it's a dead giveaway, though, if a bloke ever meets you and you talk to him like this. Hiya, nice to meet you. Hi. He's like, I am in.
Oh, no.
Well, do you know what? I actually think I'm probably not great at the flirty banter anyway, because there was one time we were all in the car, me and the girls. Mm. We'd just done a gig and Vanessa was texting this boy. Oh. They were just texting, you know.
Never ask Miles what to reply.
Anyway, she got a text from him and she didn't quite know what to respond. So she was like, Rosh, what shall I say? Rosh then was like, oh, you should say this. The phone then actually went round the car with each of the girls replying to one of his messages. Got to me. I sent my reply. No reply from him back. Vanessa was like, I'm never doing that again. Mm.
So you feel sorry for any guy that gets involved with any of us because you take all five.
You don't know which one you're messing with.
Literally.
Well, yeah, but for some men, that's a hell of a challenge. And a dream come true.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Imagine sending a text and it's like, and you get a text back and you go, that's not her. That's blooming Rochelle. Hi, give her the phone back.
The fact that she ended it with R and a kiss as well. That's not her.
Hi, Frankie's phone. Oh, just give her the phone. No, she's busy. Hey, I'll pass you around the rest of the girls.
Molly did that to me once. Wayne rang me once and I was off, I don't know where I was, and Molly had answered it. Had a full-on conversation with him, then failed to tell me that it rang. So when I spoke to him later that night, he was like, yeah, I was talking to Molly earlier, and I was like, really?
Mm. Oh, I love Wayne.
Really? And she was like, oh yeah, he rang. But he wasn't there, so I spoke to him. Right, okay. Thanks for letting me know.
What a crazy life for
Isn't
Saturday,
it just?
Please.
Oh, aren't we mad?
You are bonkers.
We are wild.
Life on the road.
All right, well, look, let's do the news, and then we'll play a couple of songs. We'll play your new song, and then...
Hooray!
And then we'll come back. I was looking at my notes. It's like... Your debut single was out in 2008. That's not even possible.
That's a while ago.
It's really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We have really been around that long.
Mm. You are. You old hags.
Exactly.
We are. Good God. All right, well, look, let's do the news with Dominic and Tina, and then we'll come back with these old birds from the Saturdays. It's Frankie and Alan to the half, and we'll talk more in a bit.
Listen, watch, share. This is BBC 8:40 now.
Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you.
Myself and Molly and Frankie and Dave, we just really enjoyed that weather forecast.
Thank you very much.
Really good.
The whole bulletin. Yeah.
Oh,
sport
you
and
guys.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Molly and Frankie here. More from them in a bit. Meanwhile, let's play some music. If you're happy. That's the new song from the Saturdays. Hi, webcam viewers, and welcome back. Hi.
Woo.
Hello.
Hello.
Here, that's Molly, that's Frankie there, and there's And there's Dave just picking his nose.
I wasn't picking my nose. I was scratching my nose, actually. It was the top, not the bottom.
Anyway, that is 30 days from the Saturdays. 30 days from the Saturdays.
You were dancing there, weren't you?
I was showing off some moves.
We noticed.
Got the moves.
I can move.
We need to teach you the routine.
You don't need to teach me anything. I'm going to learn it myself. Just watch the video. I'll pick it up.
Okay.
I don't know how you do that. Have you got a routine for every song?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Even the ballads now, we're boshing the moves out.
Boshing them out.
You should just go, no, let's not have a dance routine for this track.
Well, then I love the moves.
Yeah, but when the tour comes, that's right. It's like, right, not the hell was... what was the dance routine for it? This is love.
Do you not just freeze and go blank sometimes when you're there and you think, I've got no idea what the routine is for this particular song?
Sometimes when the song starts, you think, oh, I can't remember what it is. But then when it starts, it's like
your
just
body
like,
just starts going into it.
Can you not hide behind some of the others if you're not sure just blag it?
Give it a go. We do like make a lot of mistakes though. Sometimes like when we first learn a dance routine, it's amazing how you can know it. And then on the first couple of performances, it just like just go like the other day, all the girls were standing in a formation, all standing still for this part of the song, and I thought I had to get to the other side of the stage at that point. So they're all standing still, posing. And I'm
marching across.
But then you've got that kind of band where you could just go, oi, over here.
Yeah.
And no one's going to. And you go, oh, God, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's all good. And so you're not seeing any members of royalty?
No, I'm not. No, I'm single.
You are single.
Single and ready to mingle.
Do you know what? I hope that's true because I do believe you.
No, I'm serious.
I know, but you know how people look deny things anyway. It's like, it's
but
like
everyone wants to believe it though because it's
a nice story, isn't it?
Royalty,
yeah. No, I
so
don't.
So everyone's like, oh, it's true.
I don't want to believe it.
No, well, it's not
he's
true.
He's way
anyway.
Out of your league.
I know. Tell me about it. So I know. This is what I'm saying.
Princess Molly.
No,
so
she would make a good princess.
I think it's just because we're both single. Everyone was like, oh, you're going out, but obviously we're not.
I tell you what though, talk about like one-upmanship in the band, right? It'd be like. Una goes, oh, you should see our place, me and my fella and my little baby. You should see our place. And then Frankie goes, well, my boyfriend, who's a professional footballer, his place is all right. And then you walk in and go, do you want to see where my fella lives? Big house down in London. And you may have seen, you're probably driven past it.
Or like, oh, I'm just going to meet his nan. We're going for lunch with his nan. It's like, really?
Oh, barbecue at the house this weekend.
To be fair, though, we were all like more worried about ourselves. We were all like, oh, no, if she became royal, we'd all have to be a certain way then, wouldn't we?
You'd have to change.
Yeah, you have to watch yourself, didn't you?
Can't be wiping your nose on the back of your sleeve.
No.
Like that, can you?
She does that all the time.
Wayne was like, oh, babe, if it is true, do you think we could go out for a night out with him? And I was like, I think we're a little bit common. I don't know.
But how lovely. Because you're mates, is that how the rumour came around?
Yeah.
But you imagine, and you probably have seen some of this, because if you've been out with him socially, but you imagine dating him, it'd be like, do you fancy a candlelit dinner for just you, me, the Secret Service, bodyguards, snipers on the roof? I mean, it's going to be so lovely.
It's really private.
It would be difficult to have time on your own, wouldn't it, if indeed that's what you wanted?
I wouldn't know, really, but...
you must have... Have you been out with him when there's been all the entourage
I just went out with him and, like, loads of friends. You know, there were loads of us, and all of a sudden we're an item, which, you know, obviously we're not. And I think, you know, he must have so many girls after him. So many,
the
throwing them... You know the feeling, Chris. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a nightmare.
Different story every day.
Being virtually princes ourselves, me and Dave.
Yep. Eligible princes.
You know how it is.
And I think as well... I can't really talk to you about this, Molly. I can talk to Frank about this. I think as well the rumour gains momentum and speed because they're both a bit posh.
Yeah, no. I think that helps.
No, with the greatest respect, Frankie.
They're not going to put us together.
No one believes you.
Princess Frankie.
What, you don't forget? You all right? How's it going?
She's my bit of rough.
Well, you know.
He's very out of my league. Come on.
I don't like that.
Just because
you know, you're my buddy.
Yeah, no, but you're friends with him and he's a nice guy. But he's just lovely, because he's royal, everyone would assume that, like, you know, that he's the catch. But See, I don't think that.
Oh, look at that's your Bezzy for you there, isn't it?
That's nice.
Aww. She's the prize.
I'm with her. I agree. Yeah, see? I agree.
Thanks,
I think it's funny
guys.
Looking.
I don't think it would be all it would be cracked up to
She
be.
Is the prize, but the only problem is, there is one downside, is the fact that you end up getting Allard as a plus one as well.
Oh, yeah, see.
Maybe.
See, yeah, that's true.
Do you see?
Maybe he's trying to get to Allard. I don't know.
So maybe Allard's trying to get into the palace, as it were.
Well... See the crown jewels and
yeah,
all.
Absolutely.
That. Whatever that means.
Oh, dear.
Have you seen Una's little baby? I take it you've had.
We have. She's so cute.
It's literally
adorable.
It's a nightmare at the minute, isn't it? Imagine five girls. Two of them are getting married. So there's two weddings and a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the most girly
atmosphere ever, isn't it?
Is Frankie single? Is she... Vanessa...
Vanessa's got a boyfriend.
No, she's got a boyfriend.
Right, okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you're the only single one.
She's left me, yeah. I'm the only one now.
So she's doing all the babysitting.
Right.
Because was Vanessa, am I right in saying this, was Vanessa single for a while?
Yeah, Vanessa was single for a while.
Right. And so then as soon as you become single, she goes, sorry, love, you're on your own.
She passed
your
the baton.
Yeah. She left me.
No wonder you're kind of confused, hanging out with this, hanging out with Allard. Don't know what to do.
Confused.
Yeah, well, confused is the only excuse we can come up with.
No. Look, I don't know what to say.
You know, you're more uncomfortable talking about your relationship with Allard than you are about your friendship with Harry.
I think she's just had enough of that now. She's just like, no.
Wow.
Whereas Alice, she likes to keep us all guessing, I think.
That's it.
She quite likes to bring
us. I mean, you'll think he's gay, but...
Oh, darn.
I don't know.
Could you imagine?
That would be a shocker, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. More so for his boyfriend than anything else. Like, really?
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't introduced me to him yet, so...
Oh, you won't meet him.
No, you'll never
years.
Meet him.
Will I not?
No, never.
And then it'll be once a year.
She'll keep. He's keeping you separate for a reason.
I know he is.
I think so.
Oh. He'll keep him under wraps.
Well, it's been... it's all good for you, the Saturdays. You know, you've all got little... Yeah, lives going on, but then you're all still together doing the work, which is good.
Yeah.
You know?
There we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you didn't sound very positive when you said it.
Well, so. No, I tell you what my train of thought was, because we were talking about this with Cheryl Cole the other day about Girls Aloud, and I think they let Girls Aloud slip. I think they've all taken their eye off the ball, and by the looks of things now, it looks like something's going to happen with Girls Aloud. And you know, I've said all along, Spice Girls and everything... Just that you can all go off and do your own thing, but make sure that stays together. You can, in theory, do it forever.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, if the Spice Girls had just kept the fires burning,
you need to work at it.
They could do a tour every 3 years.
Yep.
People go and see them. Who's not going to go and see the Spice Girls? You know, in 10 years, you're going to see them from.
I'd definitely go see the Spice Girls.
Well, yeah. Front row.
Yep.
But that's so. It's good that. But I mean, the Saturdays you're flying because it's like there is no. There's no competition for you.
Well,
you're like, there's no one...
Yeah, I mean, it's quite quiet, but that's, you know, we're excited if Girls Aloud do get back together. We're excited because we are kind of fans, aren't we?
Mm.
I get a bit starstruck still by them all.
Sure.
We saw... No, I swear.
No, I know, I meant that. That sounded so patronising. No, I didn't see it.
Oh,
yeah, sure. Whatever.
No, it's true. We went... The first thing that we ever did was we went on tour with them, and right at the end... I was like, guys, we have to get a picture because I'd like to get pictures with everybody.
Right.
I'm one of those. And Frankie was taking the mickey out of me. She was like, I know what you're going to do. You're going to really try and make sure you're the one of us standing next to them so you can crop all of us out and have a picture of just you
and
the
girls. What did she do on her Facebook the next day? Crop Molly and Shezza. Oh, where all that bad sticking together, Chris.
No.
This one, she crops us out.
And were they nice to you, or was that sort of horrible girly
competitive
thing?
Nice.
Were they really nice?
Yeah. They were really nice.
And we always remember that, because you know, like, everyone always wants that kind of rivalry thing or whatever, and it so doesn't need to be like that. Like, when we met Little Mix, we were really excited for them, and, like, it's quite nice. It's weird. Like, there isn't that.
That must be... Mm. But that must be weird when... Because... You all get together and you start off, and then I would imagine time just flies by, and then all of a sudden, you're 1 minute you're stood there meeting girls aloud, going, meeting girls aloud, we're on the girls aloud tour. We're on the girls aloud tour. We are supporting girls aloud. And then the next thing is Little Mix are meeting you, going, oh my God, we're big fans. It's so exciting to meet you. You must be there going, what, us?
Yeah, exactly. We did, didn't we?
That's so what it's like.
They
like,
were asking us questions and our advice and stuff, and we were all a bit like, ooh, I don't know. We're still learning.
You want to know what we have to say? Yeah. I don't know.
Come and ask us loud.
Yeah, exactly. It was weird.
And you know, we've been around, like, been together like 5 years now, and you know, it's weird when you think now one of us has got a baby, two of them are getting married, everyone's growing up.
But you know, the nice thing is, and it does feel like, for me, it feels like you've been around for 5 minutes. So it almost feels there's so much more for your band to do and achieve.
Yeah.
You know, it's very exciting. We were saying when Cheryl was in the other day, it's 10 years since Sound of the Underground.
Couldn't believe that. Yeah.
But then to be fair, they haven't done anything for about four.
Yeah.
Well, certainly 3 years or so. They've all still been around, though,
which is even good as well, each of them.
Yeah, but they haven't been a unit for a long time, have they?
That's
no,
why
you've got to
keep on going. No, you don't want a reunion. That's what you want.
No, we do.
Well, if they want to...
out there were Sugar Babes and Girls Aloud as well, so kind of we can kind of fit in with everyone.
Oh, yeah. We support
you. You've been around for so long now, you've probably seen about four or five different versions of the Sugar Babes. You know, like, have they changed staff?
Don't say that.
It's true.
I remember when the Sugar Babes were three fellas.
Yeah.
And then the one girl came in, and the second
changed.
Girl, and then the three girls, and the other girl changed, and then the other girl left, and somebody else came in, and I don't even know who the Sugar Babes are. I don't even know. There's girls sitting at home now going, I think I'm in the Sugar Babes.
Yeah. I know Heidi's still in the Sugar Babes, but that's about it.
She's probably sitting at home going, am I, Dave? Yeah. Thank you.
And she wasn't even in the original lineup, was she?
I don't know.
No, she wasn't, because there was a girl with the red hair, there was Mutya, and there was...
Keisha.
Keisha. Yes, correct. That was the original lineup.
But then Heidi has been there.
I think she was Mark II.
Yeah, she was.
See, look at you staying with the same
girl.
I
can't shake him off, Chris. Do you know what I mean?
She's tried. What can you do? Especially me.
Well, shaking
just
you
keep
off.
On yeah. coming back.
Still there.
Like a boomerang, me.
Well, this is Frankie's second band.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you want to talk about feeling old? I've been 11 years now, something. Oof, that makes me old.
How old are you
and
now?
And I'm not even old. 23.
You're 23 and you're in your second band. How long were you in S Club Juniors for?
I think it was like 4 years or something.
Wow. Oh, hang on. Oh, yeah, this Saturday's. You've beaten that now. That's
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
I bet you're all getting worried going, she's going to leave any day. Yeah. I'm too old for this childlike band.
I'm moving on to my next band.
Same as she did when she was 12.
S Club Juniors, Saturdays. I'm moving on to the months. A brand new band called The Months.
The Months.
Leave you all
or
behind.
I might go and be Sugar Babes.
Yeah, you could.
No.
So what's coming up then? So you've got the single.
Yeah. That's out on Sunday.
It's out Sunday.
Sunday coming up?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Don't tell me you haven't pre-ordered yours.
You're going to do it today, weren't you?
He gets a free one.
Yeah, we've got the single out, and then we're writing actually the new album at the moment.
Ooh.
And then we've got all of our summer dates, which start, I think they start in June.
Nice.
So you can come down to one of those as well, now that you've got the moves.
They're our faves, the summer ones. Yeah. I like those.
Everyone sits there with their picnics, you know. And you're in the middle of performing, and then you think, is that a cucumber sandwich over there?
Well, you need to get your eye back on the ball, love. What are you talking about?
Especially for a cucumber sandwich.
Exactly. I wouldn't cross the road for a cucumber sandwich.
There's a reason why you might be single. Yeah. Do you know what I would love right now? Mm. Tell me, baby, what would you love? A good old-fashioned cucumber sandwich.
And that's not code, is it?
No.
No.
No, it's not.
Why don't you come back to my place? Yeah, go on, love. Oh. And we can have a cucumber sandwich.
Oh, really? I'm going about it all wrong, aren't I?
Yeah.
We are going over to America as well.
Oh, when are you doing that?
Yeah, in a couple of weeks we're going over to film a pilot for a TV show idea that we had, and then hopefully we'll be releasing a single over there, as they're loving Brits at the minute.
So what, a TV show for America?
Yeah.
Kind of introducing America to the Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, like, not like that awful S Club 7 show that was
that
on.
Was great.
You know what? I did secretly love it.
Yeah, see?
Who didn't?
Little
Come
Fever
on.
S Club. Well, yep. It was something like that, wasn't it?
It'll be following us kind of hopefully breaking it in the States, so it should be fun.
It's harder work to crack that America thing.
It's just so big.
Yeah.
You've got to spend so much time there.
Which is why it's quite a good idea to do the show, because it gets you out there to a lot of people that, you know, you might not necessarily, if they watch it, obviously.
Well, there is a love affair going on at the moment. I know people often say this, but, you know, I was out there recently, I was talking to my friend in New York, and he was saying it really, you know, because I was saying, America's really fascinates me in the sense that they have America's Got Talent, and they had Piers Morgan as one of the judges, mm-hmm. they had Sharon Osbourne as one of the judges. Now, nobody seemed to go, well, you're British, so who cares what you think?
Yeah.
Because it's called America's Got Talent, so shove off.
Yeah.
No one says anything.
It's true. Yeah.
And Jamie Oliver goes out there and he goes, you know the problem with your diet at schools in America? And some America goes, shut up. But the rest goes, yeah, go on, what, tell us.
Yeah.
And you think that's really weird. And One Direction, The Wanted, huge, you know, girls outside the hotels and all that. Yeah. It's, you know, it's just like the
properly taken off.
It's like the Beatles.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's cool. It's good. It's a good time for Britain.
There's never been a better
music,
time, I don't think.
No,
exactly.
But like, obviously, here's kind of our number one priority. Well, like, it's not like we're all going to move
be
over
home.
There.
Yeah, home is always home. But do you know what? I think people, I'd love it if you did well in America. Like,
thanks.
I can't wait to see Ollie Murs out in America. You know, I'm at, in a radio station in New York, and I'm going, have you seen Ollie Murs yet? And they go, oh, we played a few of his songs, and I'm like, you'll love him when he comes out.
Well, he tweeted, I think, is it 3 weeks or something until he starts to tour with One Direction?
Yeah.
Which is going to be massive
awesome
for
him.
Well, for all of them. But.
So you can all live in a big house in Los Angeles.
All of us together.
You, Ollie, One Direction, The Wanted, Adele. You're brilliant.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Simon Cowell, Jamie Oliver.
Yeah. All with your own baked beans and tea bags.
Yeah, can't get all the English stuff over there, can you?
Well, you can.
You find it.
Oh, Marmite.
I'll be on the waffles.
Where's the Marmite?
So will you be moving, going all around America?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully. We don't really. It's kind of all, you know, early stages yet. We just kind
That's
of
exciting,
wait and
though.
See what happens. Mm. Here it is.
How long will you be away for? Do you know?
Well, only just, we'll go along for kind of just a few weeks at a time, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we, like
the first one is only a week, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, if
imagine that commitment, Matt going, right, done America.
Made it.
Yeah. Where next? Australia, New Zealand.
On to the next one.
If we can do America in a week, we'll do Australia and New Zealand in an afternoon.
I really want to go to Australia because I've never
been. I do.
I've never been.
Have you not?
No, I haven't.
You know, it's too long to go, like, when you're working, you haven't got long enough to go.
You need 2 weeks, don't you?
Yeah. At least.
Three, I'd say.
Yeah.
Push the boat out. Yeah.
Well, after the tour. Yeah. Make sure you get a break. Get a month off.
Well, can't you tour there?
Well,
can't you?
Yeah, but then it's not the same. You don't really get to see it. And if you're working every night and then travelling the next day.
Or maybe instead of Jaffa Cake night, us three.
Oh, look at you.
Holiday in Australia.
Well, there you go.
Wow. Sorry, that's slightly. Come on.
So see how defensive she gets about Jaffa Cake night.
I know.
Well, it was a great night.
You love him. But you know, I feel so responsible. Well, partly responsible because we.
Well, you set this up.
We talked about this on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So Talisa was in, and we were literally on the radio constructing a text for Alan to send to you that didn't sound creepy. Yeah, I'd love to come around to your house and eat Jaffa cakes in my pajamas. Don't reword that.
That must have taken a while, didn't it, to get that right?
And then he's taking advice from Talisa, and he's just like, and all of Talisa's advice is let's go out and get drunk.
Yeah.
That's all Talisa seems to say is let's go out and get drunk. Oh, I got drunk Vanessa once. She's great. I'll text her. Whoa, chill. Hang on, relax. So it's all, you know, crazy times.
Well, she did recommend the cocktail bar that we went to when we went shopping.
There you go.
Yeah.
Even though you don't drink.
I know. I had about half of a cocktail, and I was like, wow.
Well, I went to Ibiza with Molly, and we were crazy. We were in bed by 12.
I keep
reading
people this
while a party was going on outside, and I did have a moment where I looked at her, looked over the bed there, and I was like, Molly, what are we doing? We're 23 and 24. We're meant to be out there loving life. What are we doing in bed reading?
No, we did the worst thing, though. The one night that we did go out, still in bed by 12, but we were out, from about 7, I'd say. So we're out there for a good 5 hours partying. We took loads of pictures so that it looked like, you know, when we came home, crazy like times. We had a crazy time.
Can I just say, by the way, just to tell you what Molly just said. So we went out on Ibiza and we had a night and we took loads of pictures.
Exactly.
So everybody does in Ibiza.
Oh my God. I was off my head on the flash from the camera.
We were taking pictures all night.
Oh my God.
Oh dear.
Oh, I found the best nightclub. No, hotel bed. Oh, it's so comfy.
The funniest thing is that we were staying at the hotel that's like the new cool place, the party hotel.
Yeah. And you sat in taking pickies.
Yeah.
We were in bed like...
Can you keep it
down? Can you keep it? Exactly. We were like, all right, when are they going to wrap this one up? We've got sleep to catch up on. I need to be catching that sun at 6 a.m.
You are so rock and roll. It's unbelievable.
I know.
But sometimes I think it's cooler to be
Una's more rock and roll than you, and she just had a baby.
She is.
She's out on the lash every night now. Woo! I can drink again!
Have you seen the baby?
Not in real life, but I've seen photos. It's weird. She hasn't invited me round.
That's really weird. Oh, Alan's been round.
Oh, yeah. He's already Uncle Alan.
that wouldn't surprise me. Well, look, good luck with everything. Good luck with America, enjoy that, and then the tour coming up in the summer, and and the single, which is out on Sunday, 30 days from the Saturdays, and give our love to the rest of the girls. And now, what do you have to work for the rest of the day, or do you get the day off now?
We've got a few more kind of interviews.
Oh, they'll be so boring now after this.
Oh, won't they? I know. We'll just be like
all downhill from here.
And I've got to say, it's been very nice today, Chris.
I'm always nice, though. Where do you get this that I'm not nice?
No, I haven't. Not saying that you're not nice, but you seem to be getting softer.
No, there's just less...
This happened to my dad.
There's just less of me to be horrible. That's all it is. What do you mean this happened to your dad?
Well, we got softer as time went
How old's
on.
Your dad? What do you say?
I just realised I made... it's not old.
Oh, Frank, we did so well.
I know. I was being nice.
Your dad's got to be in his 50s.
Yes.
How old do you think I am?
Well, no.
I'm 24.
I know.
I just aged. But, you know, I'm still young at heart. I'm still a child.
I know. You are.
You've mellowed like my dad.
He's got softer too.
Let me recap this interview.
Oh, no.
So Molly goes, as she's staring me in the eye, going, you know, the thing is, Chris, when I fancy a man, I can't look at him in the eye. And there's Frankie going, you're like my dad.
But the thing
we're
is,
charmers, us too,
it shows
we?
That they're so relaxed that they're not thinking about what they're saying.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I haven't been thinking of your bleeding nipples at all.
Oh, don't. Do you want to see them?
Yeah.
I actually do.
Really?
Don't.
Go on.
You want me to show you my nipples? Hang on, this is a weird turnaround, isn't it?
Exactly.
In the old days. It's like we've got the old scripts.
You go first.
You don't want to see.
Do I not?
Maybe I can show you, not a picture of them, but... So I went running yesterday.
Yeah. Haven't you been vassing them?
The day before. Do you know what? I ran on Saturday and they were fine. And then I thought, so on Sunday, I thought I'd just go for a little run. But I wore a yellow shirt.
Trying to be me.
He hasn't got the jacket, though, like you.
Oh, is that blood?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hi, girls.
Do you want to see that? Is that something you want to see on camera? I don't really know. There you go, look. That red.
That's the proof.
It looks a bit like one of those hypercolour t-shirts I used to have in the 90s.
Is it sore?
Yeah.
It's really sore when you have a shower afterwards.
Oh.
It's literally like someone just flicking your nipples. All I can say is if you're going to go for a run...
That's
Yeah, girls are all right. You can have a sports bra, but for the boys, a little bit of Vaz. Vaz up,
is that
fellas.
Better than plasters?
Well, the only thing with plasters is you've got to take them off afterwards.
Oh, I see. So Vaz is the way forward.
At the same time, so...
And I haven't had one of them for ages. Maybe that's what you and Alan can do on your next date.
Yeah.
We're going for breast wax.
I don't have hairy breasts.
Oh my God. I beg to differ.
By the way, can I just say that that's one of my favourite quotes of the year thus far? I didn't have hairy breasts.
Wow.
You heard it here first. We had done so well. We were leaving.
That'll be the headline tomorrow, by the way. I don't have hairy breasts.
How are you single? It's unbelievable. I don't have hairy breasts. Let's hope that doesn't catch on. Let's really hope.
Hashtag I don't have hairy breasts.
Well, if you have another interview today like this, I'll be very, very surprised.
Thanks for having us.
But love to work with the rest of the girls and have a lovely day and enjoy everything. And everybody, make sure you buy the Saturday's new song, which is the Saturday's 30 Days out on Sunday.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Molly and Frankie from Saturday.